It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, at the beginning of last school year, didn't expect the ending of the current school year to be the way it was, but it happened. Everybody's been kind of dealing with the same thing, and to talk about, mostly the highlights of this past school year with the local superintendents. And joining us here this morning is Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sorenberger. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning. Well, things all wrapped up as far as the children's and the teachers' work. I know you're still hard at it at this point, but let's talk about the end. And as I know, in talking with Steve Wilder yesterday, you know, some of the positives were this study from home system or the distance learning, whatever you want to call it, that they actually kind of were able to work out some kinks. So if, God forbid, this happens again, or, you know, say the big blizzard or something hits and you can't be in class, did you guys take some positives away from this that you can move forward with in case something like this happens again?
Yeah, I think this whole thing has been a learning process. There's, as we've said in our superintendent meetings, there's not many classes that we have taken that talk about pandemic awareness. So we're kind of, as I tell my people, it's like flying a plane and building it at the same time. We're going to make mistakes, but we'll put things back together, and hopefully we'll have a safe landing. So we've had some pretty good conversations. Actually, we had some conversations this week. But, you know, really this year is over now, so we're focused in on next year and what we're going to have to do for that. Those questions are still out there, but I think if we had to go now, we would have a better grasp of what we need to do. And for me as a superintendent, one of the things that I did last week was I called all my teachers and said, all right, what do you need? If we had to start this again, what do you need? And some of the feedback from them has been pretty good, and we've been working on getting those things in place just in case we have to do this come the fall.
Well, working as an administrator and a superintendent over the past several years, you were kind of used to not knowing coming into the new school year. But first it was with the budget, and then we got the new funding formula. So you actually kind of knew last year. But even this year, even though there is a budget, but you don't know if the money's going to be there, where it's going to come from. So it's the not knowing part is really nothing new. It's just another different thing to add to the not knowing as to how what's school going to look like in the fall.
Yeah, ever since I've been a superintendent, I haven't had a year that I could say was a smooth year. I've had good years, but not smooth all the way through. So, you know, new challenges, and that's kind of what we do is we take on new challenges every year and try to figure out how to do more with less. And another chapter in the same old book.
Well, Joe Sorenberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Joe, let's talk about some of the highlights from this past school year, leading up to and even after the whole pandemic started.
Well, I mean, this year was we had a late start to the school year. It seems long ago, but we had a late start. We had a week kickback because we had to get our chemistry lab fixed, finished up. So, we got our kids into that. And then the best part about that is one of the main reasons we built the chem lab was we were questioning whether or not we would be able to find a chemistry teacher if our lab was in such poor shape. So, but we posted for the position, interviewed someone, and we have a chemistry person that's going to be at Rova again or in that position next year. So we're excited about that. We've taken a heavy look at our math areas. We're trying to improve in all areas, but especially our math. So we've went out and hired another math teacher to help with that so we can get our kids more math in the junior high and high school. We were pretty heavy on our English portion of it, so we decided we were going to balance that out with the math so they had equal time there. So we're pretty excited about getting those things done. But, those are the two key things that I think we've been working on there. Of course, Carrie Danner at the elementary does an excellent job with the house system and getting our kids all together, and our teachers do an excellent job with that. So right now it seems like that happened years ago.
Yeah, it's like this whole other dimension happened. We're in a different time zone. We went through a time warp or something. You mentioned the math and the junior high level. Joe, is it more classes, different classes, or just another teacher to add some of the same classes that were already existing?
We're expanding some classes. We're basically, what we've done is we were studying. We're a future ready school, so we use research based decisions in everything that we do. And we looked at, what was the amount of time that our kids needed in the classroom for English, they needed in math, and we weren't there. So we hired someone on to get that done for the junior high. But we're also putting in some math transition classes, some real world classes to help our kids. Adjust a little bit to when they leave the halls of Rova High School.
So what, give me an example of the real world math.
Well, I mean, I think it could be anything from basic accounting to anything that deals with, how would you run a business? Here's how much money you got. Here's your capital. How are you going to work it? How are you going to do it? What are you going to keep? What's going to go? Kind of a model. And I think it's going to be kind of wide open, and I think it's going to be a lot centered, focused on what the student wants to do. So I'll just throw out an example. If a student wanted to start their own lawn care business, what would you have to do with those things? So that's kind of just some generalities of what that may look like.
Oh, that's great. That's great because, some, like you said, life skills that they're going to use later. And heck, that might get somebody primed to be in the entrepreneurship program with the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development someday, too.
Yep, definitely so.
Joe Sornberger is the Rova District 208 superintendent, checking in with us here this morning as the school year is finally wrapped up. What about, extracurricular students and those type of things? What were some of the highlights for you this past school year?
We talk about all the things. I mean, we had Grant Goldstrand took over as our football coach. Our numbers in football are growing daily. I'm really proud of that. We just hired our volleyball season. We had a coach that has left us, but we have a new coach, Paige Wexell, who is actually our math teacher that we just hired. She's going to come and take over that, so we're excited for that for next year. I guess the thing it's really hard right now to focus on what went so well when we have kids that missed out on opportunities
right
in the spring. And as the bass fishing coach, I have a senior who's worked pretty hard the last 4 years to put himself in a pretty good opportunity to go to state in bass fishing. And we had the sectional at Lake McMaster this year. So, we had it in our own backyard. Todd Walker, great kid, had been working hard and just didn't get the opportunity to do that. And that goes for our baseball kiddos and our track kiddos. And so, we've just tried at this point to do as much as we can to celebrate those senior kids. And I know every school around here has done that. But, they've taken a pretty big beating. Last year they had the polar vortex, now this. So, but as I've said to them, listen, life is a long road, and this is just a short part of your journey, and it doesn't define who you are. What will define who you are is how you react and move on from this.
Absolutely. Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 superintendent, joining us here this morning. What is it that you're doing or did you do as far as like a graduation-type ceremony or recognition?
So, we've decided when we went through this process and we were picking dates, we asked our kids, what do you want? And their response was, we want a ceremony. Okay, so how long are you willing to wait for that traditional ceremony? And they basically said first week of August. So with that in mind, we just threw it out to the first week of August. We have prom scheduled at the end of July. Don't know what that looks like. I mean, we're taking it day by day. Today's a big step. We're phase three in today. We'll have something. We've got some things in mind if we can't do the traditional, but we just wanted to give the kids the one last opportunity to feel like high school students, and this was what we thought was the best at the time. And I know other schools have done other things and have theirs done, but we are not. They're still holding out hope on it.
Yeah, and some, I guess, the only people that maybe would be missing are those that maybe have gone into the military. Do you have very many of those?
So we had thought about that, too, and we told anyone that we had thought that was going into the military that we would set up and do a separate one for them. Obviously, we can do things with 10 or less people. But actually, this year, at this time, we do not have any kids going into the military. So that I'm aware of. That can always change. But normally we do. Normally we have two or three. This year, I just don't think we have any right now. But if someone would change their mind tomorrow and decide they wanted to go and get all ready to get shipped out, we would do something for them separately just to make sure they had a graduation ceremony.
Talking with Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sornberger as their school year has wrapped up. And one of the neat things is the fact that you know who kind of who's doing what is the fact that it's, I know we've talked about this in the past, the way you recognize your students and especially the outgoing seniors. You know, we see these signing ceremonies for a letter of intent to move on, and it's usually it's to move on in athletics. But something you do and what you do, especially with your social media and your media kids, is that you sit and talk with, no matter what they're doing, if they're going on to a college for whatever they're going to study, or a trade school, or military, or athletics, or they've got, you know, already got a job lined up or whatever, you recognize them, sit and chat with them, and you let them get their own recognition in whatever it is they're going to continue, however they're going to continue their life after Rova High School.
Yeah, I always say that May 1st is my favorite day of the year, because we get to, you know, give our seniors their rightful recognition. And we did it this year. Obviously, it was virtual. But, you know, we kind of did it differently this year just because we couldn't have them all in. But basically what we told the kids was, hey, listen, you have a couple options. You could make your own video. You can make your own video and they get interviewed by me, or we can do a picture collage with where you're going. And, you know, since March 13th when this all started, it has never, I mean, for me, because I've been here and my administrators have been here and we've been here every day, it's a ghost town. And my goal in life wasn't to work in an office every day and just not see anybody. My goal was to work in a place where I got to interact with kids and our teachers and do all those things. And that interaction was gone. But May 1st just kicked me right back into where I think I needed to be mentally about what we're trying to do here for kids, because I got to speak with them. I got to see their videos, and some of them were awesome. You know, we always run those alphabetically, and we allowed them to do TikTok videos. I'll just shout out to Kelsey Bishop. She did one. She's going to Illinois State, and basically had her Rova cap and gown on, snapped her fingers. Next thing you know, she's in her Illinois State stuff. It was awesome. So it was just great for our kiddos to do, and then we sent it out, and then people just start looking at the views and get on the comments. And, you know, Facebook takes a beating every once in a while, but some days Facebook is very good. And that day for us, it's always an awesome day.
Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, Joe, this school year is wrapped up. We don't know what the fall brings. What though are you looking forward to? I know I'm sure number one is being able to interact again with the staff and the students.
Yeah, and so right now we kind of sit down. We have a future ready transition committee just to see what next year looks like, and we're trying to answer. We have no guidance. I mean, I'm just going to be upfront right now. The state's still working on it. Totally understand why it's not out. Other states do have some things out. We've been borrowing from them, but you know, this is going to be a big endeavor for us, and we don't know what it's going to look like. So we've been trying to answer three questions: What does a normal back to school look like? And when I mean normal, with changes. What does a revised schedule look like to allow for social distancing, and what does that look like? So, you know, Tom, we're talking about do half the kids show up one day? Do half the kids show up the next day? Are we a full week? Are we 2 days a week for each group? Do we have a social, like a day off in the middle of the week so we can make sure we can clean buildings before the next set of kids comes in? You know, there's tons of things that go into that. And then what does a full-blown remote learning situation look like starting day one? So, you know, we're trying to answer all those questions, and there's so many concerns and things we're trying to put in order. It's difficult, but, you know, we're going to have to be ready when school starts to serve our kids in any way, shape, or form. And I appreciate the people on this committee that have given their time and effort so we could kind of figure out the answers to these questions.
Absolutely, yeah. Just those unknowns are not easy, obviously.
Well, and like we've said, you know, how do you tell a kindergartner to social distance?
Right. Right. Yeah, that's not in their nature.
No, it's not. And even the way we teach our kindergarten kids, you teach those kids through social interaction. You know, you want the kids interacting with each other and being close and doing these things. And now we're going to go away from that, and we're basically going to say, hey, you need to stay as far apart as possible. So, you know, it's a mindset that we're going to have to change, and we're going to have to adapt. One of the things that I've been working on since this thing's been going on is some grants to get us some of the things that we may need to answer some of these questions. So hopefully that we can get the things in place and have a plan ready to go and basically get it out to our community so our community knows what's going on so we can move forward.
Yeah, I guess before you share, sanitize.
Yeah.
it's just things you don't even think about. Joe, anything else we need to know about Rova District 208 and things going on?
Well, you mentioned Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that part. Yeah, that's some pretty big news from the county board that's going to have an effect not only on your district, a couple in Henry County as well.
Yeah, you know, as a small rural school district, our hope is to give our students a quality education opportunities outside the halls of Rova. I mean, that's what we've said all along. EAV growth in our school district only helps us maintain our current programs, new educational opportunities for students and staff, and then definitely infrastructure needs that we need for the district for years to come. And I think for us, in my opinion, is that years to come part is the thing that I think is so huge because, as we know in our state, funding is always questionable. And I don't know where that state funding is going to go and whether we'll get it or not. But, when you increase EAV in our district through local property taxes, that money is something that comes to us. And, getting that and putting that in would be a big shot in the arm for the Rova School District.
Absolutely. So, there's some big possibilities in the future, especially when you, like you say, you don't necessarily know when or where the funding is going to come from. Joe, always appreciate you taking some time with us and look forward to chatting with you when we head into the new school year, hopefully in more of a normal situation.
Yeah, hopefully next time I get to come into the studio and sit down and look right across from you.
All right. Joe, thank you so much. Always appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a great day.